Hello, friends.
Welcome into another and the final episode of Spiritual Philosophy Chatter with the Joneses. I am Danny Jones.
And I am Samantha Jones.
And here we are.
Here we are.
I guess we should start off by first apologizing for the last couple weeks. We've been absent.
Yes.
We've been busy doing some other things.
Yes.
And taking care of some things. But we are actually working on something else. That's part of the reason why we've been absent. But we absolutely would not miss this one at all.
No.
So the chance to say farewell and say thank you.
Yes.
So with that, did you have anything at all from anything that we missed before?
I don't have anything planned. I just thought that we would come on and talk and, you know, go through the past 5 years, maybe talk about some of our favorite things or whatever, and say a little goodbye. I don't really have anything planned.
It's bittersweet.
It is.
I got to tell you, I have never committed to something this long. It's a job that I really loved.
Yeah.
You know, even though it wasn't like we weren't getting paid to do this, we were doing it because we wanted to share our journey.
Yes.
And our experiences along the way.
Yes.
So here we are, and we've had many of them. We've had a lot of, first of all, the people that are involved, like in our discussion group.
Yes.
And that are often participating in this. I want to personally say thank you.
Yes, thank you.
All you guys really made this a lot more interesting and exciting with your interaction.
Yes.
And commentary than it would have been without it.
Absolutely, yes.
I think there was a time when, and Samantha and I really wanted to try and have guests on this show, which would have been cool.
Yeah.
And nothing against that we didn't, but I think it was more of like a technological thing, like how are we going to do this? And we just never, I never really figured it out. Not figured it out, but I didn't delve into it.
Yeah,
really.
I'm kind of glad that we didn't, though,
It's something different. What I love about why I was getting with that was is because we didn't, we had such a large interaction with the group.
Yes.
The discussion group on Facebook. That made this so much better.
Yes.
So much better.
Oh, I couldn't agree more.
So thank you to all you guys.
Yes.
I don't care if you ever gave any input or didn't. Maybe you just voted on the polls. Maybe you didn't really say much. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Maybe you didn't do any of that. You just listened. But thank you. You know, that meant something, you know?
Yes. It's been really, like you said, bittersweet. I mean, there's no better word for it. When we announced it, that there were so many people that were like, oh, that, you know, they're sad and they're going to miss us and stuff. And I've had a couple of listeners message me and say, you know, what am I going to do? What am I going to listen to? All very sweet. You guys have been so sweet and so supportive over the years. And we have met so many wonderful people that we wouldn't have had the chance to meet any other way. It just wouldn't have happened. And I'm so grateful for each and every one of you. And there's so many of you that have told me that you're grateful for us. And so this has really been
that means a lot.
Cool experience.
That means a lot. Especially coming from people that you don't know.
Totally.
You know, that you didn't know before.
Yep.
It's nice to go, wow, you can meet strangers and, you know, see things similarly and have this common ground and this feeling of kind of love and acceptance, which is, I think, a great feeling.
You know what? It's been really nice because when we started doing this, I had only been a psychic for about a year and I had like just come out about being a psychic at the same time. Mm. And so I didn't really know any people that were, maybe a couple that were into this. Mm. And most people, they don't want to talk about this unless they're into spirituality.
Yes.
They don't want to talk, you know. So it was nice to meet some people that I could just be myself with. A lot of, you know, other people that I've known a long time, it's hard. They don't get it. So to have people that get it, to kind of find your tribe. And something else that it did that I thought was really cool was people that I've known for a long time, and I think you too, that maybe we didn't talk to, you know, we were on Facebook, friends, whatever, following each other's lives that way. But so many of those people that I have known for years started listening to the podcast because they were feeling the same kinds of things that we were feeling about the universe and about all of this. And so it's been, I've been able to reconnect with people that I've known for a long time, but wasn't really close to anymore. And now we are again. And so it's really cool. It's been a really fun experience. And, you know, we didn't know what to expect. My mother, she was the one that told us that we should do the podcast. And it kept coming in psychically over and over again. You should do a podcast. You should do a podcast. But no real reason behind it.
Right.
So we never really knew what it was about. My suspicion has always been that there were a few things. First of all, to help people to understand this better. Mm-hmm. Because it is something that I think, you know,
it can bend your mind if, you know, the deeper you get into it, it can, for sure.
But I think it was also to prepare me for what was coming next in my career.
Right.
And at this point, nobody really knows where that's going. Right. Even the psychic here doesn't exactly know where that's going. But I'm hopeful that, you know, 5-10 years from now, we'll be able to look back and go, that's exactly why we did the podcast. Mm-hmm. Because it did bring the radio show, which brought the TV show. However, if you've been listening to the other ones, you know that the TV show hasn't been going so super great. So we have no clue where this is going to go from here. Right. It's one of those blind faith, you know, leap of faith type of things that we did, just going, okay, we'll give it a try.
Well, I think you and I both benefited from this ourselves, regardless of, and I'm grateful for whoever chimed in or, you know, listened or engaged, whatever. If you got something out of it, I feel so happy about that. But I think you and I got something out of it, regardless of not even thinking about anything external, you know? It's such an kind of icing on the cake knowing that other people related to you, the things that you were going through. I think you and I are not college graduates, so we're not super duper smarty pants.
Right.
But we're not stupid.
No, not at all.
But our goal when we sat down and talked to each other about what did we want to do here, when your mom said you should start a podcast, well, she wasn't even really specific about what to start a podcast about.
Well, I mean, I think we knew.
Well, I think we knew, but she left a lot of that to us.
Yes, she did, yes.
I think on how you want to do this, how you're going to approach
Absolutely.
It. And I think our number one goal in it was we want to dumb this down a bit.
Yes.
Not that our listeners are dumb, but we don't. I've listened to many explanations about a lot of our beliefs and the things that are going on that get a little bit hard to understand.
Agreed. Yes.
So I felt like I want to share it in a way where there's no way somebody cannot understand what I'm telling
Yes.
you. And by that, I think my biggest message was, and biggest reason for me ever wanting to initially agree to do this, was I had gone through things in my life previously to even meeting you, both spiritually and I guess in a religious sense, that weren't great experiences.
Yeah.
And I had discovered through you and our relationship and this happening to you, discovering your gift and abilities, that now I had to question everything that I thought I knew about the universe and the creator and what's happening here and heaven, hell, not.
Right.
But, you know, that's kind of the mind frame I was coming from.
Right.
And for me, it did a lot of damage as far as guilt and shame and things of that nature on your psyche that just weren't good for you.
Yeah, for sure.
And so I wanted to make it my mission in this journey together was to share that and hopefully grab the ear of anybody that had gone through something similar, maybe had grown up in a religious family, met somebody and was led to it that way or whatever. I'm not knocking it. However, after watching Samantha go what she went through and sort of showing me, really showing me, I had to question all that.
Yeah.
And so I deconstructed my belief system and had to reconstruct it.
Yeah.
So that was kind of my goal. And I realized, hey, guess what? I don't have to worry about what happens after.
Right.
Because that's all the good stuff.
Yeah.
This is the hard part.
Absolutely, it is. You know what? Something else that I think was good with this show is that there's a lot of people that do spiritual podcasts, but there's very few couples. Mm-hmm. And this, I think, showed that, well, I know a lot of women that are psychics and stuff like that whose husbands don't really approve of it. They don't care for this. Yeah. And so I think that this was helpful, too, in that respect, that there were people that were able to say, look, you know, these two have done it, and I know there's people that have done that because they've told me that it's mm-hmm. been helpful with right. their relationships to see a man that has been accepting of this type of lifestyle and mm-hmm. his wife, you know, being a psychic and doing this stuff.
It's I got to be honest, for any man that might be listening to this or stumbles upon this podcast somewhere along the line, because I guess my biggest pride in this is knowing that this exists now.
Yes.
Forever. Mm-hmm. So I'm dead and gone. Somebody can stumble on this in 50
Absolutely.
Years. Absolutely. As long as the internet and all this is still here and we're all still here.
Yep.
And so any man that might be listening to this and struggling with this, I was shown.
Okay. Yeah.
You know, I was shown. I didn't have to be convinced to accept this. I was shown proof that was just absolutely yes. impossible for me to deny.
Yep. Yes.
And that's where the reconstruction of my thoughts and my beliefs had to come into play.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean that my whole belief in certain things absolutely changed 100%. Not necessarily, no. huh. but a lot of it did.
Yeah.
Especially this fear of I'm going somewhere bad
yes.
because of the mistakes that I've made in life. Well, no. You're going to have to watch it and review it, and mm-hmm. that's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And it's not going to be fun because you're going to get it from everybody else's perspective.
Yeah.
You know, I'm talking about your life review when you pass. But at the same time, you're not in hell
right.
doing this. You have to face what you've done wrong,
yep.
look at the things you need to work on, and then guess what? That part's over.
Yeah.
And you get to go back to learning and helping and deciding the next life you come into.
Yeah.
So I just, that part of it feels good. We've left something
yes,
behind. And I think that's probably one of the biggest reasons your mom wanted us to. There's a lot of things it's going to do for us.
Yeah, sure.
And help us
yeah.
and help us grow.
Yeah.
And maybe like things for your career,
yeah.
gave us a platform to share our own pages, you know, and
yes.
push our own businesses. But that's not why we did that.
No.
Because that came later.
Yeah.
Anyways, we were doing this before we had those established.
Mm-hmm.
But it, I think if anything, it was because we are good together.
Yeah.
So we can show that we're on the same wavelength, and then that comes across through a microphone that you can hear. Two people love each other. They get along.
Yeah.
They see eye to eye. They have very similar views into what is going on here.
Yeah.
And they want to leave behind something.
Yes.
I want to leave behind something. I want to give something
mm-hmm.
and leave a mark that says, hey, I hope you stumble on this someday
yes.
and maybe listen to it all.
Yeah.
And if you get something, wonderful. If you don't, thanks for giving it a shot.
Absolutely. And I think, too, that for anybody that maybe is shy like me,
mm-hmm.
that thinks that they can't come out of their shyness more, that's what I did on
right.
this. And if you go back to the beginning of the show, that's another reason why I think we did it, is I cried after the first few episodes. I really did. And I think you can hear it in those episodes, that because I was so in my shell, I didn't want anybody to know. And now it's like, you know, I actually, even I would say for probably the first year, was nervous for each episode when we would record it. I'd be like, oh, I don't know if I want to do this. And now it's just so second nature.
Yes.
And so I definitely have to believe that the universe did that for a reason, for
right.
many, many reasons. And
right.
so that was another thing that I look at with this podcast, is that you guys can go back and you can see the evolution of
mm-hmm.
a career,
mm-hmm.
of a person that thought that they were just like everybody else, and then all of a sudden finds out that they have these quote unquote magical powers,
mm-hmm, yeah.
and how she learned to use them and learn about herself and her marriage and everything else. I think it all kind of fits together, that it shows it can be done. It can, even though it might seem impossible at times to like take yourself out of one career and put yourself in another, it's not impossible.
No.
It's possible at any age for mm-hmm. whatever career, whatever frame of mind you're in, you know, because you go back and you listen to those first maybe 10 episodes and we're completely different than we were then. Oh, completely yeah. different. This has done so much for us, spiritually, emotionally, and for our relationship in so many ways. And so, like you said, I love that it's out there and it'll be there forever.
Yeah. And that's good enough for me.
Yeah.
You know, I don't need millions of dollars and, you know, my face on billboards. I just wanted to be able to say, hey, I kind of feel this way.
Right.
And I think this sometimes, and I see these signs. Is this going on with anybody else?
Right.
And then you start realizing, yeah, it is. And there's a reason.
Yes.
You know, we all are here at this time because we want to be.
Right.
Something incredible we're going to witness, and we are witnessing.
Yes.
We're witnessing society, this planet, awakening again.
Yes.
And understanding the truth and getting back to sharing that truth instead of whatever kind of veil they threw over us for the last 100 years, or I don't even know if it's been longer than that, but just like, whoa,
for real,
this is not what's good and this is not what's going on.
No.
We're
taught a lot of stuff as kids, whether it's on purpose or on accident, that makes us believe certain things, mm-hmm. that certain things are real and that other things are impossible. But the thing is that we have it really backwards here. Mm-hmm. Like, there's so much that as humans we don't see, we don't think about. We think we know everything, but we don't. We don't know anything, to mm-hmm. be really honest. Like, no. The things that I'm told, and I'm sure that you agree with this, still to this day make me go, are you serious? Like, I had no clue. I had no clue what was going on in this universe, what things, you know, were really like. And I think that is another reason why we were supposed to do this, is to open people's eyes.
Yeah.
Open people's eyes to what's actually going on out there, because it isn't something that people talk about a lot.
You know,
it really isn't.
No. I think for a long time I felt like, oh, we're like these sitting ducks. We're these little innocent sitting ducks in this big giant vacuum space and universe. And that's not the truth at all.
No.
Are we being observed? As far as I'm concerned, absolutely we are, on a regular. Why? Because we are a threat. We are a threat to ourselves.
Yeah.
We're a threat to this planet.
Yeah.
And we're also a threat to the universe, because everything is connected, so it's all a chain reaction.
Yeah.
So if World War III breaks out and there's nukes going off everywhere and they're flying out in the atmosphere and coming back in the atmosphere, they're going to be problems.
Yes, exactly.
That go outward, right? Yes. Not just in our planet.
Right.
So, yeah, I definitely believe that. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
And it's not us sitting ducks being waiting to be attacked. Uh-uh. They're waiting for us to cool off.
Yeah.
To help us.
Yeah.
That's the big secret here.
Yeah.
And so that's okay. But I came here and you came here and everybody else is here right now. When you were sitting in heaven, you knew this was going to happen.
Yes.
You knew that these decades that you would live through were going to be some of the most revealing, exciting times on this planet.
Yes.
And they are.
They are.
All the way down to weather and,
yeah. Ooh,
what's that? Bird? A plane? No, it's not Superman.
Yeah.
You know, like, this is happening all the time now.
Yeah.
And we're having greater understandings of our own solar system. Yes. We still can't determine, is there a massive planet beyond Pluto or not? See what I mean? Like, just what you said. We are not as smart as we give ourselves credit.
No, we're not at all.
We are rather dumb.
Yes.
In a super galactic sort of sense.
Yes.
But we are intelligent creatures.
Sure, yeah.
More intelligent than some that we know.
Yes, for sure.
But what the problem is that we think we're smarter than, like, say, something we may not be.
Right.
That we take this for granted. We put our egos, put ourselves on a pedestal that we don't belong on.
Yeah.
When if we just came down and humbled ourselves with the rest of life and creation, we would excel a lot quicker as a species and humanity.
Yeah.
So, you know, that's my belief. And nobody has to agree with it.
Yeah.
But I don't believe that anybody's going to come and save you.
No, I don't either. And I don't believe that there's some god or something that's going to come down and destroy this planet either.
No.
I you know, I hear things when we do these episodes of things that I should say and talk about and all that. And I'm hesitant sometimes to say things only because I don't want them taken the wrong way. But I will tell you that from what I've been told, what the universe tells me, there's not going to be some great big end of the world here, like what people are expecting. There's not going to be, you know, a rapture where people are flying into the air with their bodies out of the graves. This is not going to happen.
It's not. We are on, geez, I can't even tell you, but I could be wrong, like somewhere like the fourth or fifth mass extinction on the planet Earth. So it's much easier for just some catastrophic event to happen and, whoops, sorry, slate wiped clean. Let's start over. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't go with the Adam and Eve kind of idea. I go with there are guardians, other life forms in this universe and others that work solely for the purpose of creation, of life. And that means they seed planets.
Right.
So that's why when you and I look at something in our world and go, where the hell did that come from?
Right.
Most likely,
not from here.
Not from here.
Right.
It might have been bred with something here, but some of it didn't.
Right.
And so there are what you would call custodians of the universe that go around, and you could call these little gray men or big praying mantis people or lizard. I don't know what they look like, but they're not out there pointing their lasers at this planet waiting to blow it up.
No.
They are the ones keeping it alive.
Yes.
After every mass extinction, they're keeping it alive.
Yes. I would like to go deeper than that. This is not real.
No.
None of this is real.
No.
So let's just say that the world was destroyed or there was this apocalypse that people are seeing. You're just going to go to heaven.
Yeah. If an asteroid came tomorrow and said, guess what? They told us it's coming and it's going to wipe us all out or 98.9% of us.
Yeah.
You're going to wake up the second later and go, wow.
Yeah.
So like we all created that together.
Yeah.
Why? Because we're bored spirits that want to have fun.
We want to do something.
We want to exercise our abilities, our powers as spirits, because I don't think we quite realize just how powerful we are.
No.
That we are a being of light that's inside a body of meat.
Right.
So there are currently other civilizations in the universe that are transferring or, transferring from body to light.
Right.
It's a process.
Right. Yeah.
So we are trying to do that.
Right.
We have a long ways to go in comparison to other, you know, things. But we can see this as well as when we're looking up in the skies and now we're hearing about, you know, UAP or UFO sightings everywhere in the world almost daily.
Yeah.
So why can't we do that?
Right.
Well, we're maybe not that smart yet.
No.
So if we weren't like pointing our guns and our lasers at these things and missiles and more just kind of welcoming and saying, could you share this information, you know?
Right.
And this information has been available to us, I think, for a long time.
Right.
Through people like Tesla and other people that were very connected, Einstein, very connected to the other side.
Right.
About what really is happening here, but unfortunately are shut down by certain groups of people that don't want that to be known because it doesn't behoove their pocketbook.
Right. If you take all of that out of this and simplify it, make it as easy as you possibly can, this is not real. We live many, many, many of these things that we're living right now. We're going to come back and we're going to do it again.
Yep.
We're going to be a completely different person. Okay. And I'm saying this because this is what I feel like the universe wants me to say.
Mm-hmm.
But also I've seen a lot of this lately is that when we die, when we go to the other side and we're reunited with those souls that we know on the other side, it's kind of like good game. Wow, that was intense, but good game. It's not, oh, I remember you, and you're a horrible person, and I don't want anything to do with you. It's not like that at all. It's like the
literally
movie
waking
ending.
Up from a dream.
Yeah, or the movie ending or the video game ending, yeah. and now your character is done. And, you know, that, and that's how I try and explain it to people, is like a movie. You're done now filming this movie.
Right.
And you're going to film another one with the same people.
Right.
The same souls, I guess I should say.
Right.
And you're all going to have different...
roles.
Different roles in the next movie.
Mm-hmm.
So don't take this one so seriously.
No.
Because you're going to have so many more of them.
Mm-hmm.
The things that happen in every single life that we have happen to teach us.
Yep.
It happens to help us grow. Because from what I've learned, our goal is to get as close to the source as we can.
Yes.
You can call that God. You can call that the light. You can call that whatever you want to call it.
That in itself is kind of a game and a challenge.
Yes, it
is. Getting closer to the source.
It is. And how you get closer to the source is by learning.
Yes.
Is by growing. Yes. And the only ways that you can do those things is by experiencing the things that you need to experience in order to grow.
Yep.
And a lot of times... actually, for all of us, at some point, many, many times in these lives, we are going to experience uncomfortable situations
yes.
with people, mm-hmm. with, you know, just whatever.
You might create them.
Yes. Those situations are here to help us grow
mm-hmm.
as people. They're here to teach us how to deal with other people, how to deal with ourselves, yes. how to love ourselves, how to love others, how to have the type of relationship mm-hmm. with ourselves that we are supposed to have.
It's, yet, keeping in mind... that making mistakes is essential
oh, yes.
to this experience.
Absolutely.
So, it doesn't matter, and like what Samantha's saying, everything she just said is absolutely correct as far as I'm concerned. It does not matter how many of these lives you choose to do. That's totally up to you. You don't have to live one.
No, you don't.
But we, most of us, end up doing this many times.
Yes.
Why? Because we want to.
Right.
We want to learn. We are a piece of the Creator, and the Creator is knowledge. It seeks it out.
Yes.
We seek out knowledge through experience. Back to the experience. No matter what happens to you or you do to others, nothing ever puts you in a realm remotely close to or something like a place we refer to as hell.
No.
Does not exist.
Doesn't exist.
Everybody yeah. goes right back to exactly where they started from.
Yes.
Are there levels, kind of like in a job? We
yeah,
can't really trust
so.
You yet with a key because you got to prove yourself.
Right.
And when you prove yourself, then you get the key and then you can open up all the doors.
Right.
You know, that kind of thing. You have to work your way. You
right.
have to prove it through your knowledge and your commitment to seeking this experience and doing the best you can, right? But that includes making mistakes. This does not
oh, yes.
mean, this has nothing to do with being perfection
no.
and getting gold stars and not ever getting written up for something wrong.
No.
This has the, quite the opposite. We need to see you make more mistakes, Mr. Jones. We're not getting a good enough reading on what it is you need to improve on.
Well, yeah, and it's not just that. Like, it took me a little while, honestly, to figure that out, what you're mm-hmm. talking about. Because when I started going through this awakening and I started realizing I need to do the shadow work and I need to work on myself, I would get really upset with myself anytime that I didn't do the right thing or say the right thing or there was any kind of issue at all. And I know that there's tests that I go through. I know that I'm moving to, up to different levels. And I know that in order to move to a next level, a lot of times I go through very uncomfortable tests. We all do. We just don't realize that this is what's happening. But for me, for the first couple times this happened, I remember thinking, I'm not going to pass this because I wasn't perfect. And then my guides and my mom, my higher self, told me, no, you did. Because you know why? You learned. You see that you made those mistakes.
Mm-hmm.
And you're saying, I'm not going to do that again next time.
Right.
You're not meant to be perfect, but you do have to learn from it. If you mm-hmm. keep making the same mistakes over and over and over again, and you're not learning, well, then you're not going to grow. And you're going to have to do all this in the next life, whatever. That's a whole other story.
Mm-hmm.
But yes, it is not about being perfect. Mm-hmm. Nobody is perfect. Nobody will ever be perfect. We are not supposed to be. So we have to get that out of our heads that
right.
that's even what the universe wants from us. Because really what the universe wants, our higher self, is just to grow.
Right.
Just to undo the damage that was done in ways that only we can for ourselves.
Yeah.
You know, there's... we are here for so many reasons. And I think we're also taught that maybe there's just one reason that we're here, but there mm-hmm. isn't. There's so many reasons. And we
right.
don't you know, it's like those things that you notice in retrospect or whatever. A lot of these things we won't even realize until we die.
Yeah.
And we see what we actually experienced and why we won't even realize it.
Yeah.
But it all happens for a reason. Everything that we go through happens for a reason. And it's not comfortable. It's not meant to be comfortable.
No. I mean, some of the stuff, the horrific crap that goes on here, you're like, how, like, why, you know, why would somebody want to do that? And how did they get away with that? Or, okay, they didn't get away with it, but,
right.
you know, if you murdered somebody and you're in jail and the other person's dead, well, you kind of got away with it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you're going to go to jail, but you're living, they're not.
Right.
And you start to get the whole human condition wrapped around everything.
Right.
And I start to realize most of what we perceive as right or wrong here, we have it flipped.
Yes.
All right. So let me give you an example. Maybe we look at handicapped people and people with Down syndrome and these major, like, debilitating
right.
things.
Right. Yeah.
And we might look at them as that's a defective human.
Right.
They are inadequate compared to me.
Right. They're missing a chromosome. Yeah.
I'm better than that.
Right. Totally.
When the truth is they chose that life.
Yeah.
And they have now zoomed past you on the freeway at a speed you can't even freaking believe.
Yeah. Cause that's a hard life to
pick. That's a hard life, man. Mm-hmm. You know why? Cause you're going to be made fun of.
Yep.
You're never going to have certain things that certain people do. I'm mm-hmm. going to be straight up with you.
Oh yeah. You're not okay? going to experience a lot
you're
of things.
You're not going to experience yeah. certain things. But you jumped on a spiritual fast track.
Yeah.
That carnation is many of it in the incarnation are sort of joking.
Yeah.
Or looking down upon. And that's where one of those things where I'm saying, we've got it completely backwards.
Yeah.
They are the superior.
Right.
We are the inferior.
Mm-hmm.
Because they chose to do that. They are the superior.
Even when it comes to animals, mm-hmm. we are not any better than them at all.
No.
Animals are more respectful
yes.
than we are. They really are. They no, care more. They love
us,
more.
Think,
they, yeah.
The unconditional love part about it.
Exactly. You know? So we as humans try and put ourselves up on a pedestal, but it's kind of like, yeah, no. No.
I think one episode that we never did on this was religion, and I think we didn't know how to approach it.
Yeah.
We didn't want to quite offend people, but I think throughout the 5 years we've done this, we've talked enough about our beliefs and that there's a lot of similarities about how a lot of religions, what they believe and the similarities in those things.
Yeah.
And then the differences,
yeah.
okay, those are a bit astounding too sometimes, but for the most part, you know, that's not our cup of tea.
Right.
We have a different way of looking at this. Are these famous people and these amazing people that have come along in the world true? Yeah. But they're just another soul.
Right.
They just did something astounding
yeah.
with their time here.
Right.
And that happens a lot.
Right.
And then you have these other people that come here and they're just kind of like normal Joes that they don't do much.
Right.
But you know what? You're going to do that.
Yes.
You're going to do all of that.
Absolutely.
You're going to have those boring
resting lives.
Mm-hmm. And then you're going to have those ones that you do astounding things.
Absolutely.
Because you have to experience it.
Yes. You want to.
You want to.
Yeah. It's like eternity is a really long time. If I try and wrap my head around how long eternity is, I can't.
Right.
But imagine if we didn't have anything to do. If it was like a lot of religions right. that just believe you live this one life and then you go up and what, you sit on a cloud all day for eternity?
Right.
Help me. No, I understand.
Like I never was into skydiving or rock, you know, climbing the face of a cliff. But I may very well do that.
Yeah.
I may have done it already.
Right. Yeah.
I may very well do that in another life because I look at that as something that I admire the fearlessness.
Yeah, totally.
You know?
Yeah.
Or maybe it's not that at all. See, maybe that's my perspective.
Right.
It's that person not running from their fear.
Totally.
And they're completely facing it head on in every moment. Because think about it. People those climb those cliffs.
Yeah.
Or even jump out of a plane. It's not 1 second.
No.
It takes several minutes, if not for it to be complete, which means you have to face that fear for every millisecond of that experience.
Right.
And not, you're teaching yourself how not to be controlled by something.
Totally. you know, I didn't know when we started this episode where this was going, but now these things from the universe are like, okay, you need to say this. You need to say this. You need to say this, right? Okay, so the next message is to everybody, be yourself. Don't worry in this life or any of your lives what other people think about you. You are not here to live for other people. You are here to develop and grow into the person that you are supposed to be. That should not be affected by what other people believe about you, how other people perceive you. And I feel that personally because there was a long time that I didn't want to come out about being a psychic because I was afraid what other people were going to think. Mm-hmm. And now, to be really honest with you, I block it out completely. Like, yeah. I forget I have a job that makes people uncomfortable.
I know.
But the fact is...
kind of even with this, I was sort of like, I don't really know if I want to do this.
Yeah.
Like, podcast, sit here and talk about my personal beliefs.
Yeah.
In a microphone where I'm just looking at you.
Right.
And then you realize the amount of people that relate to what you're saying, and you go, that's what's important.
Right.
We need to relate to each other.
Yes.
Communicate.
I work with people every day that tell me that they can't, quote unquote, do what they want to do because of where their life is. And that's not how we're supposed to live this life. We're supposed to live this life for us. Now, do we have other people we have to think about? Of course we do. And I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that you do you. You enjoy your life so that when that day comes that you're going to get to go to the other side, that you can be like, right on.
Yeah.
That was cool. Now, we're always going to have regrets. You're always going to have things that you've done wrong. And there is nothing that you can do to go back and change those things. That's one thing that I've been battling a lot lately is no matter how bad I would want to change some things, I can't. So now going forward, you just have to make adjustments and show that you've learned and things change for you.
Yeah.
And this is how we all grow.
Yes.
But I think that the main message of this was just be yourself.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, you just be yourself. I'm not going to lie. You and I have talked about this many times over the last couple of weeks. One of the reasons that I was cool with ending this and felt like it was time is because I feel like I don't really know who I am outside of spirituality anymore.
Right, right.
I don't have any other hobbies. Everything that I do is related to spirituality or animals. And I don't really know who I am besides that anymore. And I want to learn. And the universe has been throwing things at me and us to say, okay, maybe this is what you should do. Maybe you should have hobbies in this area or enjoy this or whatever. And so now I'm trying to figure out who I am besides the spiritual side of me.
Right.
Not that that's going anywhere. That will always, that is now ingrained in me.
Yes.
That is a big part of who I am. But it's now time to learn who Samantha Jones is on the other side of things, you know?
I agree.
Yeah. So that's one reason. Yeah.
I relate to that a lot. And I think I was feeling the same way. Like, kind of, we're getting to a point where I think we kind of felt like we're sort of repeating ourselves.
Yes. We're just packaging it in different ways.
We're trying to address it however maybe somebody would maybe ask.
Yeah.
And it can come and ask, you know, so many different ways. But there is a lot to do. There's a lot of simplicity about this, too. You know, there is complication, but there's simplicity as far as how do I explain this? Like, some of the books that I've read, especially Dolores, even Bashar, some of their responses are just so simple.
They are.
How the hell?
Yeah, you're like, wait a minute.
How did I not think of that?
Right?
You know?
Oh, yeah, all the time I have that feeling.
So, one thing that I've really grown to understand about this experience is that I'm controlling me.
Absolutely, you are, yep.
And that's hard to accept, right?
Yes.
Sometimes, because when shit goes wrong, we want to blame somebody else.
Absolutely.
When shit goes right, we want to take all the credit.
Yes.
I think the universe has zero expectations for you when you come here other than to learn.
Yeah.
I would say the one thing they really do want you to see you do is be productive.
Oh, yes.
In some sort of creative way.
Yes.
Be productive. Mm-hmm. Create something.
Do something.
If you like babies, make babies. If you like paintings, make paintings.
Yep.
If you want to build buildings, build a building.
Yeah.
If you like gardens, make a garden. You know,
totally.
They want to see us create.
They do.
Do something because your mind is made that way.
Mm-hmm.
but this I'm controlling me. This goes back to growing up watching Looney Tunes cartoons and seeing the devil on one shoulder and the angel on the other.
Right.
Okay. That's essentially the truth.
Yes.
In a way, put in a cartoon, dumbed down for us to understand in a way that we have voices. We all have them.
Yes.
And they're telling us this is probably the best way to go.
Yes.
And then your ego's going, but I kind of want to go this way.
Totally.
That's it, man.
Yeah.
And I start realizing the more I listen to the non-egotistical one, usually the one that wants to run away scared.
Totally.
Or kind of run up and confront.
Yes.
That's the one you don't want to listen
to. Exactly.
The one that's all peaceful and logical that you're like, dude, how can you be so calm right now?
I don't want to do that. Why would I do that?
That's the one I should be listening to.
Totally.
So we all have it.
Yes.
When you do something wrong, take ownership.
Yes.
Don't blame somebody else. When you do something right, take credit.
Yes.
You deserve it.
Yes.
So, but yeah, there's really very little expectation of you other than to learn, to have some good experiences, but they'd really like you to create something.
Absolutely. We're really, if you think about it, we're put here as a clean slate.
Yeah.
There's nothing, right? And then our experiences build what goes on here. And a lot of times our experiences aren't so great. And so we have to kind of, you know, tweak things a little bit in the future. And there's a lot of people that just want to give up, that they're like, no, life is too hard. But it's supposed to be that hard. It's supposed to be. It's supposed to be exciting and scary. It's like sometimes when I have some of the worst experiences now, it's one of those things of like, is it this horrible? Yes, it is. It is.
Yeah.
But you're feeling it and it sucks, but you're feeling it, and that's we need to do that being here. You know, it's important. There's so many things that I think we've learned through this podcast, through the spiritual awakening. I mean, another huge thing I'll say that I've learned is that not only do we have control of our mind, we have control of our bodies as well. And that I've proven that self to myself a million times over. I mean, I have things that I can't just like, you know, get rid of.
Yes.
But I can tell you that when it comes to anxiety and stress and depression and what those things do to our bodies, it hurts us more than we even imagine.
Right.
I can be perfectly feeling fine, and then like I've been going through this like depression thing, and I start to get high blood pressure and issues.
Right.
And it proves to me that it's all in the mind. Once I get control of my mind and I get out of that frame of mind and I'm calm and I meditate and I breathe, it goes away. We have the control. We just have to take it. We have to believe that.
We
have to take better care of ourselves, I guess, is the next point.
I think kind of what you said earlier is like we're a clean slate. However, we come in radiating that divine vibration.
Yeah.
We are doing that automatically. You know, you're not just a human. We've talked about auras on this show.
Yeah.
You know, you're only the only things that have auras to me are something of divinity.
Yeah,
okay?
Totally.
You are that. It's the light trying to shine out of you.
Yeah.
That's what the aura is.
Yeah.
It's just dulled.
Yeah.
You know? But we have this thing about us that we radiate. We have a vibration.
Yeah.
And all the things we've talked about with manifesting and the law of attraction and all this is related to vibration.
Yeah.
And frequency.
Yes, it is.
So now, when I start to learn this, I realize it's not that I'm not doing those things. It's I'm pushing them away from me.
That's exactly right.
My ego is keeping them away from me.
Yes, 100%.
But my radiation is what's bringing them to me.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So if I could just stop pushing it away, then I will get the things that I desire.
We're all a magnet for those things.
We are.
We really are. It's just that we do push it away with our negativity and our thoughts and on all of that. Absolutely.
Like the universe has always got your back. It's trying its very best.
Yes.
And I heard this and I loved it. It's trying its very best to bring everything you want to you.
Yes.
It's you that's blocking.
Right.
So, or me.
Yes.
That's blocking.
Yes.
When I learned this art of even the manifestation and the law of attraction, I start going, how do you do this? I can't wrap my head around this. And I realize It's not. I'm already doing it.
Yeah, totally.
It's stop being a dummy.
Yeah, totally.
Stop being rude.
Totally.
Raise your vibrations, because your vibration, your frequency is real low and negative. So you're rejecting all the things that you've requested or drawn to you.
Totally.
Through higher vibration.
Totally. Yeah. Yep.
We're already here doing this.
Yeah. In other words, chill out.
Exactly. And the rest will happen.
Exactly.
You have to do work.
Yeah.
It's not like you're not going to, you're just going to sit back and do nothing again.
Right.
They want to see us be productive.
Right.
But creative.
I'm going to give an example of what you're talking about, because I do have a lot of women that I work with that have this issue, that they try and they try and they try to get pregnant, and they just are, it's all they can think about. They want a family. They want a baby so bad, and they're in their head, it's never going to happen. Why isn't this happening? And do you know when it happens? When they surrender. Yeah. When they say, okay, I'm just going to let it happen. Most of the time, it happens really, really quickly. But sometimes, mm-hmm. because of the timeline of things, because life is a timeline, there is one, sometimes you have to wait a little while. Sometimes it's not the right time. Mm-hmm. There's women that have come back to me after having readings and saying, I'm so glad you said that, because maybe they were in the wrong marriage. I had one that she went through a divorce, and it's like, well, aren't you glad now you don't have kids? I mean, come on. Yeah. The universe is always trying to do what's best for you and always trying to protect you against making the wrong decisions. But we can still make the wrong decisions and still try and push something. Yeah. So if something isn't happening for you, it's not because it's not meant for you. It's because it's either not meant for you right now, or because, like Danny's saying, you're not allowing it to come to you because you're pushing it away with your negative vibration.
Yeah. I've done it many times.
Oh, we all have. There, yeah. Nobody is innocent of that. I do it every day, yeah. No doubt, you know?
Yeah.
It's a constant, that's the other thing, is it's a constant roller coaster. It's, life is not all peaches and cream. It might be peaches and cream for a couple of days, and then it's mud.
Right.
You know, it's all over the place, and it's supposed to be.
Yeah,
it's
not, you wanted that, man. I'm telling you, that's, heaven doesn't have the sadness, the anger, the depression, all that. It doesn't exist there.
No.
You actually desire some of this drama. Yes. That's why when we keep talking about these soul families and these plays, these acts that we create, these stories that we decide, we all agree on it, and who's going to play who, and then we come into a life, and we eventually meet up, and this happens.
Yeah.
Right? It's because you seek that.
Yep.
You realize the value in feelings.
Yeah.
But when we get here, most humans, not most, I shouldn't generalize, many humans run from feelings.
Oh, absolutely, we do.
Like, no way do I want to feel that.
I don't want this, no.
But that's honestly why you're here.
It is, yeah.
Is that the food is so good.
Yeah, yeah, it is.
Tears are so good.
Yeah.
Sex is so good.
Yeah.
It's, drugs are so good. It's all good.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
It's
not all drugs are good. But.
Not all drugs. But it's a matter of you.
Right.
It's not these things.
Yes.
It's you.
Right.
And how do you learn through these things?
Yep.
So it's all meant for it.
It's,
we
our
made
journeys.
This.
Yeah.
We all made this together.
It's a journey. That is how we have to look at it, is mm-hmm. each one of these lives that we have is a journey. And you know what? It feels like there's a million journeys within the journey. It's like mm-hmm. nothing stays the same. Everything changes. You know, it's, I think if we stopped and just looked at the bigger picture of life and saw that nothing is ever perfect, this is really how it's supposed to be, the ups and downs, the all over the place, and just go with it and enjoy our lives and do the things we want to do, people would be so much happier. And that's what the universe wants. And that's what our higher selves want. And all of our soul family is just that we enjoy this experience even when it's rough.
Yeah.
Which is really hard to do, but it is important, because you can learn the most about yourself and about the universe during those difficult times. Mm-hmm. I really think that that's true. I feel that a lot, because it's like sometimes like those easiest times where you're just kind of like floating through life and, you know, you don't have any challenges. Not that it's boring. I mean, it's nice and everything, but you're not really learning as much as you are when you're in those times that things are challenging.
Yeah. If you nailed every test, what do you learn?
Totally.
You got to fail some things to go, ooh, I didn't know that. I got to study up.
And just like a video game, it doesn't get easier. Each level that you go up gets harder and harder. And it's like when you play a game and it gets too easy, it's boring. Yeah. So you have to change it up and it has to become harder.
Yep.
And then it gets a little easier because you got used to it. It's a cycle. Mm-hmm. It's a wonderful, magical, horrible, yeah, scary cycle.
But it is one giant simulation.
Yes.
That we have all created together. Yeah. We are not here together by mistake, because we're all at different levels, right? Yes. Some souls you meet have done this many, many times,
yeah,
and then other souls are very new at this. Mm-hmm. They need guidance,
yes,
through humanity. Yep. We teach each other,
yep,
how to be. That's what this is about. We're supposed to help each other.
Yes, we are.
Yeah. And if otherwise, you know, the simulation would be literally you walking a planet alone.
Yes.
And running from giant creatures and storms and having to learn all these lessons on your own.
Yeah, I think you make a good point. All the people that come into our lives are here to teach us something or here for a reason. Each one of Everybody. You that found our podcast, you found it because the universe wanted you to. Mm-hmm. Now, it wasn't a mistake or a chance, or it was meant to be. And it's like that with everything.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
Well. I kind of, before we have to wrap this up, we're a couple minutes away, but I want to just go back really quickly because we could go on and on about the soapbox and our beliefs and I could give you 100 different sort of slogans or things I could say to help enlighten you through something. But I want to go back to thanking everybody.
Yes.
For being a part of this journey, for allowing us to, for you watching us grow, yes, allowing us to watch you grow. I would like to say a very special thank you to Mr. Adam Goodale.
Yeah.
For letting us use his wonderful song, Real God.
Yes.
Which you hear at the beginning of this and towards the end. That was a song that he written many years ago that we performed together and recorded with Rob Brown, Sean Davis, myself, and Adam Goodale. So thank you for letting us use that. I've always loved that song. It means a lot to me, whether it is what it meant to you. And it just fit really well.
Yes.
So thanks for letting us use that. We really do appreciate it and always loved your music and your talent. You're just exceptional. So a big thanks to him.
Yeah, thanks, Adam.
And I was trying to think of some other, you know, we got some sort of prize that we won before.
Yeah.
I can't remember who that was through that.
Oh, gosh, I don't remember.
Podcast thing.
Yeah, something.
Anyways, just want to say thank you for them.
Yeah.
To them, excuse me. Thank you to MSN, who's put us in articles.
Yeah.
Just anybody that supported us.
Yeah, we really appreciate it. It's been quite the journey.
Yes. Going back just a little bit to what Samantha was talking about feeling like she needed to go out there and experience some other things to learn some more about herself, and that's me included. But without divulging too much information, I will say that we're not going away.
No.
Like forever.
No.
So we will, or if you are connected to us or in touch with us, maybe we might even be able to post that on the Philosophy Chatter page or something.
Yeah, I'm gonna
once
keep it
we
all open.
Decide mm-hmm. and to announce what we're going to do.
Yes.
But it won't be very long, and this isn't goodbye.
No.
This is just farewell and chill to the next episode.
Yeah.
If you will.
Yeah.
So if that helps anybody that feels like, oh, I'm going to miss you. But, you know, keep in mind that we're going to be doing something different.
Different. It's not spiritual related. Right. I think that's important to say. It's not. But it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're looking forward to it very much.
Yeah. So just keep that in mind. Yes. Yeah. It's just something new.
Yeah.
And we're just going on and changing and growing. But
it is a podcast. I mean, I guess we could say that.
It will be
common sense from what we're talking about.
It will be.
Yes. Yeah, it'll be. And then a blog, too, for the same stuff. So, but we will we are not ready to tell you what it is just yet. But it is exciting, and it is something that the universe had been saying to me that I should write about, and I should get you on board, mm-hmm. and all this stuff. And I was like, if you do this again, universe, you know, but then when I told you, you were actually took it really, really well. And we're like, I saw the wheels start turning, and, yeah. you know,
probably so, yeah. part of the reason we were guided to come here yes. too. So, which we knew that many years ago.
Yes.
Through you.
Yeah.
Didn't know why.
Yes.
But now we kind of do, I think. So.
We'll start to find out more and more. Yeah. I believe. Absolutely. But. Yep.
So. I think that's about it.
Yeah.
Unless you have other stuff that you wanted to say.
No, I think that the universe got out what it wanted to say. And I mean, I will say thank you to all of you for your support for us, but also for my business and the TV show and the radio show and being clients. I've met so many wonderful people and worked with you guys. Yes. It's just amazing.
Other podcasts that have asked Samantha to be
yes.
on.
Yes.
As a result of stumbling upon ours or vice versa.
Yeah. And I will continue to do those interviews on other podcasts. Yeah. But yeah, thank you so much for sure for everything that you guys have done for the last 5 years. We're so, so grateful. And, it's bittersweet, going to miss it, but at the same time, kind of looking forward to having something else to do, something different to try.
Absolutely. There's nothing wrong with it. Yep. You gave this a good 5 years, and I'm proud of it.
I am, too. I'm very proud of it. It was
and grateful.
Yes. It was a success. I truly believe that it was a success. Success comes from where you mark it as, what you believe, and we helped people, and that was the goal of this podcast.
Yeah.
So we did it.
Well, with that being said... again, we just want to say thank you all so much for your support.
Yes.
Couldn't have done it without you. Made it so worth it. Yes. And until next time, because that will be happening, as we said, that's when you'll hear from us.
Yep.
And until then, peace and love.